In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. It's a great honor and joy to serve the Lord. What greater honor is there? I know you've heard me say this many times. I don't get tired of saying it. Because it is. It's the greatest joy there is to be a servant of God. That's how we always refer to ourselves. Servants of God. And I've tried to describe or talk about the difference between what it is to have joy and what it is to have happiness. Because a lot of times the world teaches us, whatever makes you happy, do whatever makes you happy. I don't agree with everything, but as long as they're happy, right? We say that. They're happy. And happy is something that comes and goes, and it may come back again. But joy is something that endures regardless of feelings. Joy is something that is not dependent on how you feel. The same thing as love. When you say you love someone, it shouldn't mean I have sentimental value for you. It should mean I want to offer you my best and take care of you the way I know how to do something. In the same way that faith without works is dead, that faith means doing and not just having some philosophy. This is all goes together. And joy is a spiritual experience, knowing that we're serving the Lord. And Father Hopko of blessed memory said a very wonderful thing to help us really summarize what joy and happiness are. He says, happiness is when you get to do what you want to do. And joy is when you get to do what God wants you to do. And hopefully those two will line up. But we do have to take our time to do that and to pray about it and to insist on participating in the sacramental life. And to serve God, as we heard in today's epistle, is to cast off dead works. Remember the verse that if the dead are not raised, then eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. That if we forget that we're preparing for life, not for death, then we will be always trying to take care of our soul by means of doing what God wants us to do. So that is what it means to be serving God, to put away the dead works. And Saint Mary of Egypt for a while had been saying, had been persisting in a sinful way of life because she enjoyed it. She was doing what she thought was making her happy. But then when she realized that she was not able to enter into the church, she realized this was not a joyous life. She said in her confession to Father Zosima, who in this story is reported by Saint Sophronius, she said that every abuse of nature, every kind of abuse of nature, I regarded as life. But that would be the opposite of life. That if we do whatever we want just to maintain our happiness, then that's not life. Those are the dead works. And notice how she says every kind of abuse of nature. Because a lot of times we think about human nature. Oh, it's human nature. Selfishness, indulgence, greed, extortion, poor self-control, human nature. No, that's unnatural. Human nature is to behave as icons of God, as it says in Genesis, and to allow God to transform us more and more into his likeness. That's natural. And what a miraculous life Mary had in the desert for 47 years. That's a miracle to survive that long. But an even greater miracle than that is the life of repentance that she led. So miraculous was it that when Father Zosimus went to visit her, he was so struck by her holiness that he was asking for her blessing. There was almost a competition over who should ask for whose blessing. And of course she received forgiveness from God, and she received the sacraments of Holy Communion from Father Zosimus. But this is an amazing thing, to serve the Lord, because he does help us when we want this transformation. And there's not only one way to serve the Lord. I know that some of us see something like the life of St. Mary of Egypt and say, well, 47 years in the desert? Well, that's not the only way to serve God. I'm not telling all of you, okay, next week, everybody in the desert. That's not the only way to do it. In fact, if you pick an ascetical practice for the sake of appearing as an ascetical figure, then that's misdirected. And that's not according to God's will. So we have to really pray about what we can do. She did it the right way because this was a life of repentance. She did what she knew how to do. And God blessed that. Serving God. This is real life. And the disciples in today's gospel reading didn't know this quite very well at all. Because James and John said to Jesus, Teacher, we want you to do whatever we ask. So all of that time that they had been with him, they had already started to understand that this is their source of holiness, this is their Savior. So on one level, they understand a little bit that he is the one that they want affirmation from. But they ask something, and Jesus says, you don't know what you're asking. Because our question really shouldn't be, Lord, I want you to do whatever I ask you. The question should be, Lord, I want to do whatever you ask me to do. That's the question. And then when the disciples were indignant of each other, Jesus tells them that they have to be servants of one another. Because they had totally ignored what Jesus had just said. The Son of God is going to be mocked and scourged and spit upon and accused and condemned and crucified. And already the disciples are asking for glory. Not even God was glorified. Christ had not even been crucified. And they're already asking for glory, expecting that they can sort of pass go, you know, without doing what they needed to do, without serving. Christ came and washed our feet. God washes feet. God died for us. And here we are asking him to do whatever we tell him. They forgot that they had to do that. And then even Peter, a little bit later, he says, I'm going to die with you. But again, in the wrong spirit, right? Because it was in the spirit of saying, look what a good disciple I am. You know, look what a good friend I am. I'm going to die with you. Which later he did, but Jesus said to him that he wasn't ready. They hadn't understood what it meant to serve. So what we have to remember, we don't know how to ask for a cross. And we don't always know what our special calling is for sainthood. We just know that it's there, that holiness is available to every person, every kind of struggle, whatever it is, whatever our sin may be. God is bigger than all of that. All of it. And it is a great honor and joy to serve God. But as we say on Sundays, on most Sundays and on Pascha, it's through what did joy come into all the world? Behold, through the cross, joy came in all the world. Idugar ilthe diatu stavru chara en olo to kosmo. But we do have to take up that cross, as the Lord said in the gospel reading that we heard 2 weeks ago. And it was the cross that Mary of Egypt was not able to venerate because of her sinfulness. But with her repentance, she was able, as we said in the hymns today, with confidence to approach it. So, by means of the sacrament of confession, and by the way, I know that maybe St. Mary of Egypt's confession, having been made public and written down and shared for generations, you may say, well, isn't confession supposed to be confidential? And yes, but she did say to Father Zosimas not to say anything about her repentance until after her repose. And there again, she was showing us that we don't live a life of repentance, and when we live out our vocation of holiness, in her case it was asceticism, it is not to be recognized in our life. It's not to be glorified. So we have a great blessing in her memory that she ever intercedes for us with all the saints. And she gives us this message, this testimony, that salvation is possible. A change of mind is possible. God is bigger than any struggle that we may have, any spiritual weakness that we may have, any inclination towards sin that we may have, any habit that we may have. God is above it all. And when we say, I want to do whatever you ask, he will help us. May he give us strength and blessings and all that we need to do his will and to embrace this cross with joy and patience and hope, so that we can glorify Christ our God together with his eternal Father and his all-holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and forever and unto ages of ages.